Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me, man. I couldn't be more excited.
You have, I've felt, and Dick Girardi and I, we've talked about this, we've felt that you really have set this up for yourself. You have spent a lot of time around this program over the years. Is this something that you had filed in the back of your mind that coaching was something you wanted to do?
I'm not sure. You know, it's like I went out my way to really plan it. You know, I just love the university. I love everything Coach Chambers has been doing over the last 9 years. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that Coach Chambers gave me, man. And I can't stress it enough that, you know, it's such a blessing for me and my family to be able to go back, and, you know, and just be a part and just be able to help and do whatever it takes, you know, to keep this program climbing the way Coach has got it going.
All right, so when you look at this program and the point it is at right now, you know what it's like to build up. I mean, you understand that. You went through the process here yourself. Where do you think this program is right now as you step in to help out?
Well, obviously, the way they were top 10 last year, you lose a couple guys, Mike and Lamar. You know, it's hard to replace guys like that, of course. But, you know, I think, you know, everybody that's returning, you know, Jamari, you know, Seth, you know, Miles, there's a lot of talent there, MJ. You know, I think Coach and the coaching staff has just done a great job recruiting, bringing in good guys. And I think that we can continue to keep winning, you know. And obviously, you know, these guys that are there, you know, got some work to do getting in the gym. But, you know, I truly believe, you know, that we got a chance to be good. And Coach and the staff, like I said, have done a great job with developing guys, recruiting. And I'm just so excited to be a part, man. I'm truly at a loss of words of how excited I am to be able to join the staff.
What will your responsibilities be when it comes to working on the practice floor?
Whatever Coach tells me to do, that's what it's about, man. I just, like I said, I want to help anyway. So whether, you know, whatever Coach needs me to do, I'm going to do it. You know, if that's just my experience, you know, from, you know, being a student there to, you know, playing there, you know, to my professional experience and whatever way I can help the guys, you know, be the best versions of themselves, you know, that's what I want to do.
You spent some time, as I mentioned, around here. What kind of relationships have you already developed with the current players on this team?
Well, with some of the older players, Jamari, John, you know, who I've known for a little bit longer, haven't been, you know, around the past 3 years. You know, I have relationships with them, and, you know, that's the thing that, you know, is great because, you know, I know them a little bit already, but it's also a little bit different because now I'm coach. So at the same time, you know, like I said, I just want to, you know, do whatever it takes, you know, but show leadership and help them in any way I can, you know, to help them be the best versions of themselves, as I said.
You talked about forging a great relationship with Patrick Chambers. What was the genesis of that? When did you really start forging that relationship? Where, you know, because, I mean, you played for Ed, so how did you get that relationship with Pat going?
I mean, I attribute everything to Coach. Coach really, really went out his way to really build that, and to me, that's just, you know, that's spectacular because, like you said, I didn't play for him, you know, so it was an introduction. You know, he really, really made an effort for us to have a great relationship. And then obviously, you know, me as well, coming back, doing as much as I can. You know, him always wanting us to be back and really, really building that family and program atmosphere. It was just a match made in heaven, so to speak. You know, so we really, really made efforts on both our parts. And like I said, man, and now for him to give me this opportunity, I can't thank him enough and how grateful I am. And I just want to get down there and start working my butt off.
How much varied experience usually helps? You play college basketball. You've been to the NCAA tournament. You went and worked out for NBA teams. I mean, after your junior year, you did a lot of working out for teams, essentially like combine workouts. And then, of course, playing overseas. Where can you tap in to then start talking to the players here about your experience and how invaluable will that be that you can impart that?
I mean, I think it'll be very helpful, you know, to guys, you know, when they're, you know, picking my brain or asking me questions or, you know, if there's situations that, you know, that they may have a question that I can answer. And I just think that, you know, whenever it's needed, I don't think it's always something that you just kind of drill on people because this is about, it's about the guys and, you know, they're, you know, everyone's different, you know, but when they do have a question on how do you see things or how can you help me, you know, I'll be the first one right there to kind of just give my input on, you know, what helped me and, you know, different situations, whether that's in the game, you know, being a student on a school at around the school, because I lived that as well. You know, so I just want to just kind of be a voice. You know, if there's ever any questions or any things they need help with, you know, I just kind of want to be there to be able to relate to them, having, you know, been through it, played on the same court, you know, walked around the same campus. You know, so I think that'll help in a lot of ways whenever it's needed.
Whenever someone is recruited, today's coaches talk a lot about that moment when they sign. It's that life-changing moment that sets them up for the next 30, 40 years. You think back in your recruitment, and here you are full circle back at Penn State. Does that hit you?
Oh, my God. Yesterday it hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's crazy because I reached out to coach, and I told him exactly that. And it was just so emotional, man. I was actually, you know, no shame to say it. I teared up a little bit, you know, just because it's, you know, that place just means so much to me. And I played there, and I've traveled all around the world, and I've had fans in Germany supporting me down at Penn State, people yelling "We are" everywhere I've been around the world. And for it to come back full circle, and now I'm joining the staff, oh man, I can't express the gratitude I have, the excitement, nerves as well, to just be down there, man, and help contribute in any way I can for our program to keep trending in the right direction.
Which gets to the recruiting part. When it comes to the recruiting part for you, is it safe to say your ability to sell Penn State and Penn State basketball is going to be from the heart?
I would like to say that, like I touched on earlier, you know, what that place means to me is just going to be, like you said, straight from the heart. I lived it, I walked it, and I can honestly say there's no better place in my opinion. You know, so when I am out there recruiting and telling my story, I'm telling them exactly that, and what Coach Chambers has built along with the rest of the staff. You know, that it's a desirable place, and I want kids to be there, man, and enjoy it and have that same feeling that I have, you know, as a 32-year-old going back as assistant coach now. It means the world. So I want them to have that same feeling.
I wish you hadn't said the 32-year-old part. It's making me feel really old.
If it makes you feel better, I got 4 days before I'm 32. I was trying to be
Good, you're 31
or
still.
Five, yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Good. All right, good. All right, I feel a lot better. You mentioned, we talked about Patrick Chambers. How important is it going to be for Taylor Battle to also be a sponge when it comes to being around Jim Ferry, being around Keith Urko, being around Ross Condon?
That's exactly what I'm going to be, a sponge, you know, to, like you said, Coach Ferry, Ross, Coach Urko. You know, they've been around the block. They know what it takes. Like I said, they've been here every step of the way building this thing up. And for me, man, I played. I haven't coached. I need to listen. I need to learn. And that's what I'm going to do. And I understand that, you know, I'm a rookie. That's what I keep telling myself. I'm a rookie. I want to soak up and listen and just learn everything I can from these guys, because they've walked it, you know. So, and if I do that, I think I could be a great help. And I think, and from a personal standpoint, it'd be best for me to really, really follow, because before you can lead, you always got to follow.
Are they going to put you in charge of the Boo Booey scouting report?
I'm not sure yet. That's funny. We'll have to see.
Just thought I'd slip that in. When you told your mom, what did she say?
Oh, my mom was, I mean, I'm sure she cried. I mean, that place to her was a place where her son went and changed his life. So for as important it is to me, I truly believe it's as important as for her. You know, she's down in the Harrisburg area, so I'll be moving down with my wife and kids, and she'll be close. I'm sure she'll be knocking at my door every day. So I'm sure she's ecstatic. I know she's ecstatic, you know, when I told her. And, you know, she can't wait for me to get down there, be closer to the kids and my wife and myself. So it's just perfect, man. I can't explain. I'm lost. I'm at a loss for words of how excited me and my family are.
Well, of course, you know, I texted Dick Girardi yesterday, and his text back was awesome. And I also know that I told this story yesterday. Dick calls me, 3, 4 years ago, maybe? He calls me from Saratoga, and he says somebody wants to talk to you. It's Taylor Battle. So I know you have a connection with Dick when it comes to a couple of the horses out there. So.
Yeah, we love it. When you're from upstate New York, man, you love Saratoga. You know, obviously, Dick is a big horse guy. So, you know, I seen him up there. You know, I made sure I went on my way to get together with him. So it was great to see him.
Well, it's going to be great to have you back here. You know, what you've meant to the program is tremendous, but now what's really great is moving forward what you can mean to the program. So this is a real chance for you to make an impact across the board, because you can talk about the academic part, you can talk about the school part, you can talk about the basketball part. It's going to be great to have you back. Taylor, thanks so much for your time, and can't wait to see you, which I know will be soon.
Steve, thanks for having me, man. I cannot wait to get there. We are.